Well, you've tuned in to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. All right. The dynamic duo, or at least Kent's part. We're coming to you from Herb's house here in Dallas, Texas. And we're looking in this devotion at John 15, verse 10. And the title of this is Loving Obedience. Loving Obedience. John 15, verse 10. I want to read the passage. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Kent, this verse is really about that word that a lot of Christians don't want to talk about. You know what I'm getting ready to say? Obedience. They just go, oh, no, that's duty, it's drudgery. Well, not if you've been born again, and not if God's given you a new heart. He gives you a desire to obey his word. He puts his Holy Spirit inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is inclining our heart towards obedience. And that's one of the marks of being a true believer in Jesus Christ. And this obedience is motivated by our love for Christ. The more we love Christ, the more we want to obey Christ. I mean, that's what John 14, 15 says. So let's just look at this verse, Kent. But it's all about obedience. He says, if you keep my commandments. The word keep there is talking about our active obedience. Not just thinking about it, but actually as choices of our will, obeying his commandments. Now, the word commandments just leaps off the page at me. These aren't suggestions. These aren't options. These aren't preferences. These are actually commandments, and commandments are given by God to us with the responsibility placed upon us that we would actually keep those commandments. And every one of these commandments is leading us into the center of God's will. Every step of disobedience leads away from God's will. Obedience leads us into the very center of God's will. And it's in the center of God's will where his blessing is poured out upon us. And when we disobey, it really leads to his discipline and his chastisement. So we want to obey his commandments for many different reasons. It glorifies him. It honors him. It's an expression of our love for him. But it also leads into the fullness of his blessing upon our life. So if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And when he says you will abide in my love, he's talking about you will be in the very center of the fullness of my benefits and my blessings being poured out upon you. God never blesses disobedience. He always honors obedience. And that's just a fundamental truth of the Christian life. And so he says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And now he makes this direct comparison. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Kent, this tells us, number one, Jesus lived in perfect obedience to the commandments of the Father. Second, it tells us we are actually following Christ day by day as we live in obedience to his commandments. Christ lived in obedience to the Father's commandments. We are following Christ to the extent that we are keeping his word. And so a part of Christ's likeness being produced in us, it requires my obedience to his word. And I know that word obedience just kind of is like fingernails on a chalkboard to some, but here it is in the Bible, in the word of God. It's a critical, essential part of the Christian life, and it actually gives evidence that we have been born again, that there is this lifestyle, habitual practice of pursuing obedience in the Christian life. So, Kent, as always, we need to talk about this. And yeah. So what comes to your mind,
well, I think
Kent?
The first question that a lot of us would look at, and our viewers would say, okay, the Lord's saying, keep my commandments. Does he mean keep all of them? Does he mean keep half of them? Is he saying keep just as many as you can and the others are okay? What a little bit does this mean here? Just to put, as you say, put the cookies on the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Keeping commandments, I think we need to get our brain around at what level and how much and what does that mean? Because we know we're not perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this means all his commandments that are applicable to us. Now, there are some commandments in the Old Testament that dealt with the ceremonial law. I mean, we're not sacrificing animals, and we're not confessing our sin to a priest and things like that. But every imperative in the New Testament is a command that we are to obey. Imperative means a command. The Ten Commandments are binding upon our life, and we are to keep them. There are examples that are given to us that we are to follow. In that sense, they are a commandment to us. And so, yes, all of them. It's not like going through a cafeteria line and go, well, I'll keep this one. I'll pass on that one. Don't really want this one, but I'll do this one. No, these are like links in a chain, and the chain breaks when just one of the commandments are broken. We need to keep them all. And again, I want to remind us that these commandments lead us into the fullness of his blessing,
yeah,
into the very center of his will.
So God's given them to us for a reason.
Yes.
Not just because he's saying do something.
Yeah, absolutely, Kent. It's like I remember when we were raising our children and we said, don't put your finger into an electrical socket. We weren't being mean.
Yeah.
It was for their good.
Better for us.
Yeah. And then we would say, look both ways before you get the ball across the street.
Sure.
And you cross the street. That's for their blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so every commandment that says that we're to do something, that's just pointing us into the very center of the mercy of God, the experience of it. And when God says, do not do something, he's really saying, don't hurt yourself. So how good of God to give us commandments. And we don't want suggestions. We want God to speak to us in strong and clear ways,
mm-hmm,
so that we'll live a strong Christian life.
Right. So we go to the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, yeah, it's not just necessarily doing, but it's also in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And we realize that, as you, I think, mm-hmm, you've said many times, we can't keep them perfectly then. So how do we justify keep these commandments,
yeah,
yet we know we don't do that?
Yeah.
How do we bring those two together? We don't do it perfectly, and we can't do it perfectly. How do we justify that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we can justify our disobedience, but what you're getting at is very important. That we need to be lifelong repenters,
mm-hmm,
and we need to be lifelong confessors, mm-hmm, of our sin. And as we become aware that we have not followed the path of obedience to God's word, we should immediately confess that and repent of it, meaning change the direction,
right,
of our life,
right,
and pursue the right direction. And so that's why Jesus told us, as often as you ask for daily, mm-hmm, bread,
mm-hmm,
we are to confess our sins.
Right.
And so that's on a regular, ongoing,
yeah,
basis.
Yeah, so it's a direction, not a perfection.
Yes. And love it when you quote me, Kent.
I got it from you. And we can't get discouraged when we fail.
True.
We just have to keep, I guess you say, going forward.
Yeah, and to know that there's much grace, there's much forgiveness. I don't want us to think that it's an inconsequential thing to disobey the Lord.
Sure.
No, that's a very weighty,
absolutely,
thing. But it's in the context of a love relationship that the Father and the Son and the Spirit have for us,
mm-hmm,
that there is the security,
sure,
of an unconditional love that they,
sure,
have for us, that we move forward in our life, but we never want to disappoint them.
Sure.
And our disobedience does bring a displeasure, and it grieves, mm-hmm, the Holy Spirit. So you've asked a very good question, And it is their love for us that should really humble us and motivate us. Like, I want to please God with my obedience. Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope today. I know that this is applicable to your life because it's the very words of Christ. It's words from the Bible. I know I've needed to hear them, and you need to hear it. May God give you much grace to implement this in your walk with Him. Every blessing to you today as you walk in obedience to the Lord. God bless you.